Right, hi everyone, this is Matt Jones. It's Saturday afternoon, about 1 o'clock, and I am sitting in Starbucks on the High Street in St Albans having a bit of lunch. Trying a new thing with this, sending updates via Audioboom. You can follow this as an RSS feed or through iTunes, and I'll send around the words as well. Just thought it might be a good idea as we're in the business of working with sound. And it's an experiment, so whether you think it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever, then do let me know. I'll give you my email address at the end of this piece. I'm probably going to send these around once every week or so. But again, penny for your thoughts. Let us know whether you like it or not or whatever. So, had a really exciting week. On Thursday evening, the board of directors were very kind in accepting a proposal that means I'm now responsible for day-to-day operations of Radio Verulam. I can't tell you how excited I am about this, to have their trust and their confidence. I really think that the station can be a fantastic radio station, loved by our community and a great place to volunteer as well, and a great place to give your time as a volunteer too. And I wouldn't have taken the job had I felt any different at all. I'm really, really excited about this. We've done so well over the last few months getting to where we are, and Dave Ellis has done a wonderful job making the station sound better and more consistent. We've had so many improvements to technology, to the tools we have, to the facilities we have. But there's still a huge amount of work that I want to do, and I want to tell you about the three things that I intend to focus on over the coming few months. Now, the first is all about what it's like to be a volunteer at the station. We've got to face some unpleasant facts. It's not brilliant at the moment. We've got some problems with communication, with working in isolation, and with the feedback that people don't feel like it's a worthwhile use of their time. So that's got to stop now. We've seen a few people leave over the last few months, and I'm not prepared to have that carry on. I want everyone who volunteers to feel like they've got the support and the training they need, and that they understand the vision for where we're going as an organisation. I want people to feel like their feedback is valued and taken seriously and acted on. And if we don't do any of this, then there's very little point in us doing anything else, because the organisation is run by people and not by machines. Secondly, we've got to take a long, hard look at the service we provide in terms of our programmes. You don't have to be an accountant to see that our advertising revenue has slipped quite significantly over the last year, combined with the fact that it now costs far more since the refurbishment to keep on the lights and keep a roof over our head. We simply have to be more commercially aware and insist on greater quality and focus in our programmes. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going to rip it all up and start again. We've got a solid base to work from, but we need to improve the quality of the programmes in order to make us a station that advertisers want to come and spend their money with. Now, in practical terms, this means training and feedback. If you work for any other professional station, you will, as a presenter, receive regular feedback sessions. These are also known as snoop sessions. And this is where you and the programme controller sit down for about 45 minutes and go through your show link by link, work out what's good, what could be better, and how to make it better. And I and the programming team will give you all the tools and the skills of good presentation that you need to do the job. And I'll also be giving you a brief that you need to be able to work towards. Now, I know that some people might find this excessive, some people might find this unnecessary, but our output is our product and it needs to be taken care of. The only standard I'm going to apply is the one that matters to our listeners, which is what comes out of the radio. If people don't like what they hear, they turn off. We need to put the audience and our community right at the centre of everything we do. We need to understand their lives, their routines, their habits, likes, dislikes, and we need to make programmes that serves them and not ourselves. Lastly, the culture of the organisation needs to change. The fact that we're all volunteers and all amateurs means absolutely nothing to me. We must act in a professional way at all times. Professionals don't let problems fester and rot. Professionals give each other feedback whenever they see something wrong or that could be better. And professionals also receive feedback with gratitude and see it as a way to improve their performance. Justifying bad behaviour by saying we're only amateurs isn't good enough anymore, I'm afraid. So those are the three things I'm going to be focusing on over the coming few months. The one change I want you to make right now, today, is to promise me that if you have any problems at all with anything associated with the station, no matter how minor or insignificant or how major, that you let me know. There's nothing worse than letting things fester and rot until they just become a huge problem. My email address is matt.jones@radioverulam.com. Just let me know if you have any requirements about help or support you need, if you've got any feedback on the station, the organisation, anything that I'm doing, whatever. Just tell me. I can't do anything unless you tell me, and I don't want things to just fester and grow until they just become a huge ball of mistrust and dislike. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening. I've got a busy weekend ahead of me. This evening I'm going to be singing in a concert at the Abbey in St Albans, which is not a sentence I thought I'd ever say. That's going to be fun. Tomorrow I'm going to be around the studio, probably putting the show together for tomorrow afternoon. So thank you for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend.